For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is part four of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, go back and start from the beginning to get the whole story. And please note, this episode contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised. Testimony begins Monday in the trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. She shot and killed Botham Jean in his apartment south of downtown.
Jean was inside his apartment when Geiger, a Dallas officer at the time, shot and killed Jean after her shift. She told investigators she thought she was in her apartment and that Jean was an intruder. Back in September, Texas Rangers filed a manslaughter charge against Geiger, but a grand jury indicted her for murder instead, believing evidence shows she intentionally and knowingly killed Jean.
Jennifer Emily is covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome back, Jen.
Hello.
So last time we talked about how Amber Geiger might defend herself at the trial. Now we're looking at what evidence the jury might hear.
One big piece of evidence is the 911 call Geiger made after shooting Jean.
Okay, we have help on the way.
I know, but I'm going to lose my job. I thought it was my apartment.
Okay, I'm fine. Hold on.
Fuck.
Okay, stay with me, okay?
I need supervisor.
We have a...
In the call, she sounds panicked about Jean's injuries and worried about her job as a police officer. It will be interesting to see how the jurors react when they hear it.
Hey, bud. Come on. Oh, fuck. I thought it was my apartment.
I understand. We have help on the way.
I thought it was my apartment.
Help one more.
Hurry, please.
They're on their way.
I had a conversation with Dana Branham. She's a writer on our breaking news desk, and she's reported on this story with me for the past year. We've both followed the case closely, and we're expecting to now finally get some answers. Here's Dana talking about the evidence that's already been submitted for the trial.
They're going to hear and see a number of things. We know that some evidence that was admitted at a hearing recently includes Amber Geiger's gun, the gun used in the shooting, some bullet casings, a projectile that was recovered from the autopsy. That wasn't specified, so we don't know exactly what that's going to be. We also know that there's going to be plenty of photos that were entered into evidence. Those will probably show the crime scene. There's some information that we know about what the scene looked like. We know that those are going to show pictures of the door, since that was a piece of the night that was in question. Surely there will be photos of blood on the floor and things like that. We know from a search warrant that a bullet-resistant vest was found in Botham Jean's apartment, a backpack with police equipment and paperwork inside, and some used packages of medical aid. So we imagine that the crime scene photos are going to show some of those items in his apartment.
And so another thing that we're likely going to see is the electronic lock data. Both Botham Jean, who lived in apartment 1478, and Amber Geiger, who was in 1378, had electronic locks. So in theory, anytime those doors were unlocked or locked, there should be a recording of that. It will depend on how, if the locks were working, you know, how that they weren't overridden, the information overridden. And so we could find out if what Amber Geiger said to police, that the door was unlocked when I put my key in, it pushed the door open, I thought it was my apartment, I thought he was a burglar, whether that door lock data supports that story. And that's something we don't know. That could come out for the first time in the trial.
Right. Something else that the jury will likely hear about is Amber Geiger's work schedule and her training as a police officer. Something that we heard in the first couple of days after the shooting is that Geiger got off of a really long shift and was returning home after the number has sort of fluctuated, maybe a 12-hour shift or a 15-hour shift. But the jury will likely hear how long that shift was, what kind of work Geiger did at the police department, We know because law enforcement has told us before that she was on this elite crime response team in the department's Southeast Division. And it's about 10 officers who make high-risk arrests in crime hotspots. So they'll hear more about her training and details about her time at the police department. Something else the jury may hear about are social media and phone records for both Amber Geiger and Botham Jean. A Texas Rangers investigator got a search warrant for information on Amber Geiger's cell phone. That would include her call and text records, any voicemails, photos, location data, and anything else they may find in apps and emails. They also will be able to look into her Pinterest account. And the warrant also there was also a warrant for Botham Jean's phone, his laptop, his Facebook account. And there was also a warrant for the Southside Flats Apartments Facebook account. That's the apartment complex where they both lived.
And Geiger could have also consented to have her own apartment searched because, again, there's no search warrant for that, but it is likely and expected that her apartment would also be searched. You know, she was that night she admitted shooting Botham Jean and was charged with manslaughter a little while later and then ultimately indicted for murder, which is what the jury will be deciding whether she's guilty or not guilty of, or guilty of a lesser crime potentially.
So, Jen, will Amber Geiger testify and clear up some of these questions?
That's another thing that isn't known. I can tell you that most defendants I've seen in all the trials I've watched and written about don't testify, often because their lawyers advised against it. But some defendants see it as their only chance to sway jurors to their side. Last year, Balch Springs police officer Roy Oliver testified in another Dallas County courtroom when he was tried for killing 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. I was in the courtroom and watched Oliver testify. He did a pretty good job explaining his story, but ultimately, the jury convicted him of murder and sentenced him to 15 years in prison. Amber Geiger can decide at the last minute whether to take the stand, but if she doesn't, the judge will tell the jurors they can't hold it against her. If she does, she'll be cross-examined by an experienced prosecutor. We also don't know how comfortable she feels about public speaking. That's hard for a lot of people and can be a reason for defendants not to testify.
And we'll see what happens next in court. Jen, thank you.
Thanks.
Please help support our journalism and new projects like this one by visiting dallasnews.com/audio. We have an exclusive offer there just for listeners. If you're looking for more of our audio reporting, subscribe to our daily news briefings and special reports by searching for the Dallas Morning News on any podcast platform. This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Wynn, with editing by Matt Peterson. Our music is by Jason Reimer. And special thanks to our partners at NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.